Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 92. It's September 4th, 2020. When my student Betsy Rawls was in a playoff for the U.S. Women's Open Championship, I sent her a one-sentence telegram. It said, "Take dead aim." Betsy won the playoff. For golfers who might not understand Texas talk, let me put the advice in the telegram in a different way. Once you address the golf ball, hitting it has got to be the most important thing in your life at the moment. Shut out all thoughts other than picking out a target and taking dead aim at it. This is a good way to calm a case of nerves. Everybody gets nervous on the first tee, whether it's Betsy Rawls in a playoff for the Open or a high handicapper teeing off at the club in a $2 Nassau with pals. Instead of worrying about making a fool of yourself in front of a crowd of 4 or 40,000, forget about how your swing may look and concentrate instead on where you want the ball to go. Pretty is as pretty does. I would approach my college players before a match and tell them the same thing. Take dead aim. This is a wonderful thought to keep in mind all the way around the course, not just on the first tee. Take dead aim at a spot on the fairway or the green, refuse to allow any negative thought to enter your head, and swing away. A high handicapper will be surprised at how often the mind will make the muscles hit the ball to the target, even with a far less than perfect swing. The expert player won't be surprised. The expert expects to hit the target. The only surprise here is that the expert sometimes allows disorganized thinking to make him or her become distracted from the primary object of the shot, which is to hit the target. I can't say it too many times. It's the most important advice in this book. Take dead aim. Make it a point to do it every time on every shot. Don't just do it from time to time when you happen to remember. Take dead aim. It's a little entry in the Little Red Book. This is Harvey Penick's Little Red Book, Lessons and Teachings from a Lifetime in Golf. This is the first one he co-wrote with Bud Schrake. I think it was released in 92. At least it looks like the foreword's from 92. This is a famous golf instructor who lived here in Austin. And these books became the best-selling sports books of all time, I believe. And, of course, it's just a nice little message. Golf being a wonderful metaphor for life. It's confounding. You're on your own. The mistakes are yours. It's just you against a setting, a place, and you know, it's a great game. It's tough and demanding. And take that aim. Don't be distracted. Don't think about anything else. For the moment, focus only on this one task. Think about where you want the ball to go. That's it. It's great advice. It's powerful, and I think take dead aim, that phrase really leapt from the book and was probably the most popular tagline, provocation, bumper steer slogan from the whole thing. And there's lots of wit and wisdom in the books, to a credit to both Harvey Penick and Bud Schrake, of course. And it's wonderful that they both spend a lot of time here in our fair town of Austin. I forgot to publish yesterday's. Hopefully I'll get to that today and publish today's. We got a long weekend coming up. I won't be recording on Monday, but I will on Tuesday. Get back at it. So y'all have a great long weekend. Thanks.